And good evening and welcome to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus back from his extended vacation.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
And now we're just missing Monique Donnelly. It seems like these two are like interchanging parts.
Doing
one day they're there, one day they're not. Just depends. Yeah. They all vacation, you know, the two other hosts on this show. And you are listening to Worship Factory. Worshipfactory.net. Get connected, Rod.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we have to create a little drama for our listeners. So we want to be gone once in a while, and then they go, oh, they're gone. And then they look forward to the next show.
No.
Oh,
that's what's going on here.
So if we all leave, they'll really want us back. So we can all do it.
Let's not test that out, though. I'd love it if we didn't go there.
And we do have Mariana Muzzi and John Bryan in
Buongiorno.
The as well.
Yeah, right.
We'll get into a little bit about Worship Factory and what's happening, what's been happening, and actually get into our guest, too, later on, which is just a dynamic.
I know, but I got to mention right off, because somebody may have just tuned in and they're going, well, we're listening to Worship Factory, not sure about that, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to listen to Steve Seiler. If you have any creative juices flowing in your veins at all, if there's anything triggering in your heart, you need to listen to this show. We're going to inspire you today.
Did you say Steve Tyler from Aerosmith?
Did I say Steve Tyler?
I said Steve Tyler.
He sings, but he doesn't sing like Steve Tyler.
This guy's better than Steve Tyler.
He actually is a better writer than Steve Tyler, for sure.
And he will rock your socks.
Better looking, too.
Music
I'm just going to say that right now.
Soul, musicforthesoul.org. Music, if you get online and get connected to musicforthesoul.org.
Yes.
Because it's an organization.
Yes.
It's a nonprofit organization, by the way. You can also donate to them, which they can take tax deduction donations, which just get online, get on. I'm sure their site has plenty of information regarding that.
Lots.
So if you have any expendable cash that you need to invest into a ministry, that's one to invest into.
Yeah, no, well, we'll talk about it later, but you're not only going to want to invest in ministry, you're going to invest in something that's going to help change lives and perhaps your own.
Yeah.
So it's a very important thing. Now, you guys had a pretty important guest on last week.
Yeah. We actually had last 2 weeks, we've had Mike Hickerson and T.D. Oakes from the Mission Church down in Ventura County.
What, are we promoting Mission Church now? Is that what
we're
doing?
Well, you know, it's
pretty
one of those
much.
Things where it's like God's called us to do those kind of things. And since we are members of Real Life Church out in Valencia, California, we thought, well, okay, here's a plant out there in Ventura called Mission Church that Real Life is a part of that actually helped spawn that whole church out there.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
They've had a couple of Sundays now under their belt, and it's just wonderful what God's doing in Ventura.
600 people showed up the first day. I don't know what showed up yesterday, but it was just incredible. And if you are in Ventura, get out there to Ventura Mission Church in Ventura and get connected with Mike Hickerson, Pastor Mike Hickerson, and T.D. Oakes, the worship leader out there.
Right. So what we're doing with Worship Factory, just to clue everybody in, is we're going to highlight artists and people that are doing creative things in the kingdom, not always just about music. It's about arts and industry and things that God is doing, which God is a very creative being, let me tell you. He is the creator. So he's doing some pretty neat things these days. And we want to highlight those for you to encourage you as a creative to become what God's called you to be. And we have a website we've set up at worshipfactory.net. It's there for you to join, get involved with, collaborate, learn, and especially share your gifts and what God's doing. There's lots of space there to do that.
You know, we also go every third Tuesday. I want to talk about this past third Tuesday. We got a chance to actually go down again to Pastor Jeff Perry and spend some time out there. You know, for you creatives out there, that it's just an incredible time in the Lord, incredible time as far as echoes of just networking together and sort of breaking bread with one another as creatives. We do it at the Writers Guild every single third Tuesday. And it's just what an amazing time, an incredible time. We met another artist that wants to get involved and wants to support what we're doing, and hopefully we can support what he's doing.
Danny Liston, old-time rocker, who's now writing music for Jesus, and it was really cool to connect with him, excited about being supported as a creative in the Christian community, which Christians don't tend to do that very well. You know, you go to church, and the church supports you, especially if you tithe, but as a creative person, sorry, there's a slip in there.
If you tithe.
Especially if you tithe.
That's the important part.
As a creative person, there's not a network there. There's not a support system like there is in the world, and we're hoping through Worship Factory to change that a little bit.
You know, as a creative, we always talk about isolation, and you're always, as a creative, feeling isolated because you're either at your next gig, you're either between gigs, you may be looking for a new gig, and often you find yourself myself in times of uphill, downhill roller coaster rides. And sometimes that's financial. Sometimes that even leads to depression or whatever. And we'll be talking about some of those things with Music for the Soul, as far as with Steve Seiler, which I can't wait till the next segment for sure, without a doubt, Rod.
Yeah, I tell you, I have been so looking forward to this. We had a songwriting workshop on Saturday, and here's Steve sharing his story, and I'm just, time after time of time, I'm just going, that's it. Just the heart of God being spoken through and what God has done in his life. So this is going to be a great show.
John got a chance to go to it, too, as well. As far
yes,
as
I did. I enjoyed it.
And I need to mention, he broke through, debuted his first song that he wrote ever.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Actually, the funny thing is I have like four or five written. I just too afraid to kind of play them
Look
in front
you,
of
people. Look at you acting all shy and modest.
It is. I just don't show them to people. I kind of just keep them for myself. I just they're mine. They're mine.
Well,
so I
you know, and the whole purpose
mine.
There was Steve was, which is such a great thing when somebody of Steve's caliber is willing to critique a song. I'll always take that opportunity.
Sure.
And so he critiqued, and of course he tore up John's song pretty good.
It's good.
And, you know, he didn't tell him it sucked.
He did, yeah, he kicked
but
it in the
short
dirt.
Of the
dog
no,
came
actually,
up,
he did.
It. It
he didn't do
it's
that.
Really
it was
good.
He went home and cried afterwards.
I did. I didn't even go home and cried. I cried
That's
there.
That's why he was in his room all night last
yeah.
night.
Yeah, we want to.
I was sobbing.
We want to encourage those creatives.
Yeah.
Speaking of creatives, you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust, Mariana Muzzi, and John Bryan. With the absence of Monique,
we
Don
are missing
Lee,
Monique.
Our host,
I know,
as Frank
puzzle
has
piece is
the
missing.
Host is gone.
Wow,
the host is
but,
gone.
But you know, here's one too. You know, when Monique's out there, she's actually on another gig. She's been blessed. God has
Look
blessed her with another gig out there. You know, she's had a chance to, my goodness, sing with just about everybody and anybody, and now she's doing a, I don't know, a video of some kind or something, and she got a chance to.
She's always doing something.
Emmys, the Oscars. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to throw any names. We can throw names now because she's not here.
Oh.
When she's not here, we can do that. She says, don't tell everybody I'm
it's
on the Emmys.
She doesn't like that. I don't
or
know
Josh
why.
Groban. I didn't sing with
Oh, him. I didn't sing with Josh or Andrea Bocelli. It's like, okay, Monique, we won't say that.
We miss
so this
you,
is
Monique.
For you, Monique. We love you out there. Hopefully your gig's going good.
Yeah, and we've got some other things coming up. One of the things I think is a cool project John actually came up with is a sampler CD mm-hmm. of some of the artists and people that we've had on our show to kind of help people see what they can do and help promote what the artist is trying to do as well. So that's a project coming up, John. How's that going?
Yeah. It's going very well, actually. The artists that we've had on the show are starting to get back with me and letting me know what songs they want on it. And it's going to be nice to finally put something together to show people. It's one thing to tell people what we do. It's another thing to actually show them what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we're visual, especially creatives. We're so visual where, you know, I don't like to read. I'll be legit. I'm not. Mariana can read very well, but I'm very visual. Give me a picture. Give me a painting. Give me something tangible that I can see and feel and hear. And that really speaks to me more than.
So you like to go to the restaurants that have the little pictures?
Yes, and I color them too.
Is
yes,
why,
I do.
Is that why we're always going to those places?
Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, it's my favorite place. I don't know why you guys make fun of me every time I want to go there. Toys R Us and Chuck E. Cheese is heaven for me.
Okay,
explains
that makes
everything.
Sense now.
So if you are a creative out there and you, it's so important for you to get connected. You know, often we were talking about isolation earlier, Rod. I mean, I think that, you know, we go to church and we do our gig. If it's a church, we go in through our week and we do our, you know, regular thing, whether it's a television set or a film or whatever it may be. And then we end up, that's it until we see each other again or until we go
right.
see our pastor or we go see somebody at church again. And, you know, with worshipfactory.net, it's so important for us to get you connected with each other. I mean, whether it's,
right.
like Rod said, collaboration, if you've got a project and you're looking for a songwriter to get involved with, if you're a painter and you're looking for somebody else to get involved with to go paint with, or maybe
well,
inspire
look at Stephen
you.
Anthony guy
exactly.
in Ireland. It's like yeah. that's just, you know, it's a place for him to get out and actually show his paintings.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw out too that a lot of the musicians in Southern California don't realize that there are great needs for other musicians. At
right.
a church just this last week, who called me and they needed a drummer, a full-time drummer for their worship team. I put the word out. I got a couple of responses, but I know there's drummers out there looking for a gig. Worship Factory was created for that, to join put on your profile. You're a drummer. We can find you. We can connect you with a potential gig that's out there.
In a creative world where you're so busy promoting yourself, you forget that others want to be promoted with you as well.
You know, another thing I want to talk about is we're getting ready to do this show in Arizona. You know, we've been, again, online, somebody getting online, and somebody from Haiti, Chances for Children in Haiti. And Kathy Juniton was actually speaking with her last week as well. And so now Scottsdale, Arizona, is called Worship Factory out there to do a concert out there to help her raise awareness and funds for her Haiti mission. And they've been out there for 7 years. They've got an orphanage out there with 400 children. She continues to build and continues to do what she's doing. So Chances for Children is another great thing we want to get involved with. And again, Worship Factory is all about connecting you. This isn't about us. We talk about it all the time. We may be the voices behind the radio. We may be some of the people that's actually, well, Art's really driving it, but we're sitting here, as far as that goes, literally trying to lead the voice.
Thanks, Art.
Shout out to Art. Thanks,
Shout out to Art, our fabulous engineer.
But, you know, this is about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it's about what he's called us to do, is to love one another. It is so important. You know, everywhere we turn, it says commanded to love one another.
We forget about it all the time.
We were talking earlier with Steve, and, you know, he basically was saying something I hear about all the time is we often don't even say hello to somebody that's next to us, or we'll maybe say, how are you? But we don't take the time to listen to what they've got to say.
Yeah, we don't expect the response. We just say it as kind of like just to say it.
Yeah, don't give me an answer. Yeah. I'm going to ask it because it's, you know, okay, I'm just going to do it because that's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. But don't give me an answer because I'm afraid what your answer is going to be, or maybe it's going to take too much of my time. You know, and now I've got to sit down and talk with you. And, as that goes, it's unbelievable. But you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are going to have Steven Seiler, not Steven Tyler, but Steven Seiler for musicforthesoul.org.
Yes.
So, you know, get online, get connected to Worship Factory. We'll be right back with Steven Seiler from Music with a Soul. Be right back.